100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. This is the weekly challenge, the last one of 2021 that'll hit the wire. And, it's been a pretty long year, but we made it. And the topic for this weekly challenge is left. So we got a few stories in. I think a few people are taking Christmas breaks, and that's okay. It's all right. You can always send the story in later, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, we've got these, and congratulations to everyone that have stayed creative, whether here or elsewhere, and shared their art, or thoughts, or fears, or hope and joy. And let's go ahead and just roll through these, and I'll meet up with you when they're done.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 818, with the prompt of left. And a Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate. Anyway, here's my story. "Come on," Sabrina said, and waved Bilbert to follow her across the street. He had nothing else to do that afternoon, so Bilbert followed her into the corner store. It was small, but they seemed to have some of everything. Bilbert followed her down aisle after aisle until they found the snack food section. Sabrina reached for a bag of popping corn. "Oh, good. They have one left." Bilbert scratched his head. "The thing you need for the ceremony tonight is popcorn?" She rolled her eyes. "We want snacks afterwards, of course. I thought we could make some caramel corn." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and Merry Christmas. Tonight's story is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 018. It was the center of all things. Pint glass with a duck on it. Pretty nondescript. Not your average temporal time vortex. But what really is an ATTV? I could not give you an exact definition, and I'm the narrator here. Best I can offer up is, can said object align multiple Ds? So it was, in three different time-space planes, three sets of left hands held the duck pint glass at vector 000. All that was needed was a bit of Time Lord juju. When all the liquid blue disappeared, everything was in place. Whoa. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
There's only me left, now. As for the rest of the colony, dead, every last one of them. It's 2032, and COVID has ravaged the Earth. Those few of us surviving became the Regenesis Project, humanity's last-ditch attempt to save the species by establishing a colony in space. But now, they're all dead. Except me. So, I did a test. And it seems I have it too. But I'm immune. I'm just a carrier. A vector. A Typhoid Mary. Although, I knew that before we left Earth. But there's no way I'd miss a chance. to be an astronaut.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my last story of the year. It's called One More Sleep. So, how many sleeps left? John looked at me strangely. Until the big day? Only one now, he replied quietly. And the governor, what'll he be doing? He's making a list and checking it twice. Nothing left to chance. And the meal? Turkey, with all the trimmings. Just like he wanted. I smiled happily as John made his way out, and I crossed out today's date on my calendar. Just one more sleep left. And tomorrow? I'd feast on turkey, before being taken to the special room, where they'd strap me to the chair and light me up for Christmas. There you go, folks. Compliments of the season to you all. See you all next year. Until then, goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I am a good mother. The kitty this, the kitty that. Let nature be nature. We need to take him to the vet. And you whined and whined, and I took the kitty to the vet. I am a good mother. It just annoys me to have to change my plans. I had stuff to do. If the kitty had lived till then, I'm sure he'd survive a few more hours. And you turned your back on me and left to your room. And then you left for good. Now, we don't talk, and it's all your fault. Your fault. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Delivery drivers have computers on their dashboards, and the computers give them an optimized route to all their deliveries. More often than not, taking three right turns is faster than waiting to take a left turn. When I see an Amazon or UPS or FedEx truck taking a left turn on a busy intersection, I know something weird is going on. And when I see a delivery person wandering around the apartment complex, I know they're completely clueless as to where any particular unit is. The apartment complex hasn't bothered making a map. They're too busy raising the rent.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of left. I hope you enjoyed today's show and been enjoying the show for, well, all the time that it's been on. And it's going to be on for quite a while. Now, if you had a story on this topic, but you've been away for the holidays and you're just coming back to it and you're like, oh, I had a great... Go ahead and send it on in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's okay. And I hope your holidays have been good. And if they haven't, well, things will get better soon enough. So I'm going to wrap this up and hit the treadmill, and grocery store will be opening back up again, so more vegetables and all that stuff. It never ends. Thank you all for being a part of this and a part of our lives. And as always, keep it brief.